This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Now, Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio brings you prescribed listening from our trusted contributors at the Ontario Pharmacists Association.
Welcome back. And we are going to get back to the subject of resolutions. We've had kind of a very virtuous show today. We're starting with financial resolutions, with non-alcoholic wine and champagne and beer to celebrate with. And now we're going to other resolutions. So what do you want to do out there? You know, the number one thing always at the top of every list is to get fit, lose weight, quit unhealthy habits. But, you know, it's not that easy. It's tough. So joining us in studio is our trusted contributor, John Papasturgio from the Ontario Pharmacists Association. He has some useful tips on all of these things. Of course, he's happy to answer any of your pharmacy-type questions. The numbers to call, 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-744-740. John, welcome. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. It's great to be back.
So I have to say, I hope I'm not telling tales out of school here, but you're not just talking the talk. You've walked the walk because you have gone through this yourself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, for me, it was, you know, about a year ago. I really made the resolution to kind of try to trim down, lose some weight. You know, I do a lot of speaking, and I thought it was, you know, inappropriate to be talking about healthcare and you know, not living that lifestyle. So I spent a lot of time trying to lose weight, getting into the gym. I found a great gym where, you know, the trainers there really helped. That Pure Motivation Fitness out there in Vaughan. But that's probably the number one resolution we hear in pharmacy. So pharmacists are there to help. And I mean, we help across all kind of, you know, lifestyle decisions that patients want to make. And I think at this time of year, what we hear most is losing weight and smoking cessation, stopping smoking. Those are kind of the two biggest interventions that we'll be helping with over the next month and a half. And, you know, people come in well-intentioned, but really it's about you know, that's a good start, but it's about, you know, putting the plan in place that's going to help you kind of down the line. And that's where I think many patients fail. They have, you know, they have a great idea. You know, I'm you know, 2018, I'm going to start, I'm going to lose weight. That's fine and dandy, but how are you going to do it? And setting up that plan, I think, is very important, and making sure that plan fits with your current lifestyle and, you know, what you have going on in your life. Because a lot of this stuff is not easy to do, and it takes a lot, you know, a lot of hard work by the patient that's trying to make those changes.
What about sort of you have a big goal, but maybe cutting it down into smaller bits?
Yeah, baby steps. That's the way to do it, and I think that's the strategy that's, you know, many pharmacists recommend for weight loss, but also for smoking cessation. Now, I mean, it used to be that we would say, pick a quit date, stop cold turkey, and then we'll get you either on Champex or, you know, some of the nicotine replacement products, and that's how you go forward. But now there's actually evidence to suggest that even helping those patients cut back a little at the beginning, and maybe instead of smoking a pack a day, smoking half a pack or a third of a pack, that in the long term will help them quit also. So, I mean, I think our strategies have changed to kind of adjust for exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, it's interesting with smoking cessation. So, do they need a doctor's prescription for those things?
Yeah, it's a great question. And this is one of the pharmacist's newest kind of scope. And we're able now in Ontario to prescribe smoking cessation medication. So Champex and Wellbutrin or Zyban, those are the two kind of historical prescription medications to help you quit. We're actually able to prescribe those now. It was part of our expanded scope here in Ontario. You don't have to go to a doctor. You could go and see your pharmacist, talk about your intentions to quit, And then the pharmacist will work, you know, with you to come up with a plan. And it may be using a prescription medication, or it may be using some of the over-the-counter things like, you know, the nicotine replacement patches or the gums or lozenges or whatnot. There's a ton of alternatives out there. But it'll depend on, you know, how much you smoke, how long you've been smoking for, and then what's going to fit best kind of in your life also.
Do most people use something like that? Are there still people who try to quit, as you said, cold turkey without any help from any medication?
There are. It's very, very difficult. Nicotine, we know, is very habit-forming. To try to quit cold turkey can be done, and people do it, and people are, you know, who have that incentive and are really committed to it can do it. It's going to be a hard go, and you'll have a lot of relapses, I find. The medications, the nicotine replacements, they're there to help make those withdrawal symptoms less intense, and they do work. And we know from the evidence, you're much more likely to quit if you use one of those alternatives than if you were to try to stop cold turkey.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to reach out to our audience if you've quit smoking successfully. Maybe you could share a couple of your tips or tell us what worked for you. Ditto for getting fit or losing weight. Losing weight in your Zoom years is not an easy thing. Give us a shout and tell us what worked for you or what didn't work for you. I'm here with John Papasturgiou, who is our trusted contributor from the Ontario Pharmacists Association. We're heading into New Year's. We're having a very virtuous show today, but he'll answer any of your questions. The number is 416-360-0740 or toll free 1-866-740-4740. And we're now talking about, you know, resolutions to quit smoking or to lose weight. And one of the things that's interesting is the attitude that people have to take if they cheat, fall off the wagon. Because I think one of the problems is that if you slip up, a lot of people say, okay, I'm totally messed up, and they completely give up, as opposed to saying, yeah, you know, I'm human. Try again tomorrow.
Yeah, and I mean, we know with smoking cessation specifically, you're going to slip up. Very, very few people, you know, will just quit and never have another cigarette. And that's part of the process, and we're very, you know, much aware of that. Generally, we say over that 12-week period where we're really getting you on kind of a therapy, trying to get you to quit, you may slip 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. It's okay. The point is to be committed to that process and not to give up after that slip, because the reality is if you're able to quit smoking within a year or two, your lung function, but you know, potentially, depending on how long you've smoked, may be back to normal. And that's our ultimate goal, right? We want to get those patients back to normal, reduce their risk for cardiovascular disease, heart attack, cancers, and everything else.
I think I'm trying to remember, because I've done Zoomer reports on this, but I think that after 10 years of quitting, your risk of everything, including lung cancer, reverts back to just
the normal risk,
general population. So, and it's always better. It's always worth
quitting. And that's what people don't get. They say, oh, I've been smoking for 30 years. It's okay. You can still quit. Let's reduce the risk as much as we can.
Okay. Let's hear from Arlene in Orillia. Hello, Arlene.
Oh, hello. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Yes, I very simple for me. I just had to give up cold turkey, and I told all my friends that smoked I would be temporarily absent from their presence until I got it under control. And that was my simple remedy.
And that's a great tip. One of the biggest, problems is if you have enablers in your life, right? So if you want to quit smoking and your spouse smokes, or, you know, your friends that you play hockey with smoke, or, you know, you go to the local bar and everyone's smoking, that's going to draw you back in. And, you know, Arlene, that's probably the best thing you could have done. We know all
also
these...
Also not easy.
And also not easy.
No, it was not easy. I have to admit that. But I did do it because I tried two other times previous to that, and I was cutting down, as you were suggesting, and that would work for some people for sure, but for me it didn't, and so that was that was my final go at it.
Yeah, and you know what's funny, Arlene? We get that you know, we hear this a lot from our patients in pharmacy. They'll say, "Well, ask them, are you smoking? It's important, you know, for certain medications." And they'll say, "Well, no, I'm just a casual smoker." There's no such thing. You're either a smoker or you're not. And that's what, you know, some people don't get. Again, if they only smoke on the weekends, they think it's not as bad. Well, reality is it's just as bad. I mean, ideally you're smoking less than if you're smoking every day, but the goal is to get you to quit completely.
Well, thank you. I just hope that helps.
Thanks, Arlene. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
It's interesting. So people who smoke a little bit, I'm just a casual smoker. But the fact is that if they only smoke a little bit, it's probably going to be easier for them to quit.
Yeah, and you know, one of the concerns we have is if you look at the statistics, we haven't really been able to do a lot with respect to the number of patients in Ontario that are smoking or people that are smoking in the last few years. We had a big drop off, happened over the last 20 years or so. And now it's just, really leveled off. And what we've seen is, more women starting to smoke. They've kind of come in line with the men now. And it's, with all these interventions, the drugs that we have available, we still haven't been able to see a drop recently. So it's something that we're all working towards. But it's not easy.
Okay. I have to say, I was actually, since working here, shocked at the number of people and young people who smoke.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We see it with our young teenagers, people in their 20s and 30s. And they're the ones that are more, they consider themselves the occasional smokers. They're not smoking every day, but they're smoking on the weekends when they go out with their friends, You see them huddling outside buildings and whatnot. It's a problem.
I wonder if they're out there today. It's pretty darn cold.
It's pretty cold. But yeah, we got to do something about it, but it's going to take everyone working together, I think.
Yeah. The other thing with quitting is that sometimes you kind of do things together, like you have a cigarette when you have a coffee.
Absolutely.
So you might have to cut back a little on the coffee so it doesn't remind you of the cigarette.
That's a good point. And there's actually two reasons. One reason is exactly what you said. We know that, people are in that habit. I have my morning coffee. I have my cigarette. That's kind of, they go hand in hand. You want to stop that. The other thing is, we know that when you smoke, you have more of that enzyme available that clears the caffeine in your body. So as you start quitting smoking, that's kind of those enzymes start to kind of level off a little bit, go down. And what you're at risk of is caffeine toxicity. And that caffeine toxicity, it mimics withdrawal exactly. So you get kind of the jitters and whatnot. And many patients don't realize it's not your withdrawal from the cigarettes. It's actually the caffeine is impacting you more now because you're not clearing it as fast, right? So without smoking as an inducer of those enzymes, you got to reduce the amount of caffeinated coffee that you drink at the same time. So try to switch to a decaf if you can, or at least some of your coffees would be decaf.
Okay, let's hear from Jackie in Bradford. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I quit smoking 28 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well,
congrats.
Yes, I smoked for about 35 years, somewhere in that area. Oh, gosh, I guess, yeah.
A long time.
For about 35 years. And I was able to quit smoking. I heard of somebody to come and hypnotize you. Well, I thought, well, okay, I'll give this a try. I had never tried to quit before. I was a pack-a-day smoker. I went there, and I think it cost me $40, something like that. And I was determined I wasn't going to lose that $40. And one thing I recall about that session was they asked, why do you want to quit smoking and why do you want to live longer? What do you want to see in the future? And I thought about that, and the question really rang in my head, and I answered to myself, I want to be alive to be able to dance at my grandson's wedding, who was just 2 months old at the time. And that really helped. And I never picked up a cigarette or a package of cigarettes or a lighter since, and I was amazed to learn that I can actually answer the phone without a cigarette, and I can have a cup of coffee without a cigarette.
Well, good for you. That's
Jackie,
great.
That you hit on another real important point is, when you want to make a lifestyle change like that, you know, what's the reason? For you, it was, you know, being around for your grandson's wedding. Everyone's got their reasons. I think one of the things when we get people in hospital and they've had a, unfortunately, they've had a, you know, a heart attack already, for them, that's the eye-opening moment. And we really try in hospital focus on getting them to stop then because, you know, they've had a significant event and it, hopefully it's opened up their eyes. It doesn't work for everyone. You'd be surprised. But sometimes that's what it takes to get people to stop thinking, start thinking about stopping.
Okay, well, Jackie, thank you for that. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back to take more of your calls or questions if you have them for John Papasturgiou, our trusted contributor from the Ontario Pharmacists Association. We're talking to people about how and why they quit smoking, and John has tips. Also, if you want to know about losing weight or any other kind of New Year's resolution, we were talking in the previous segment about non-alcoholic drinks, champagne, wine, beer, cocktails. So maybe some people want to cut back on drinking. Whatever. We're here to talk about it. The numbers before we go to break, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740, and we'll be right back.
I'm Frank Proctor, and on tonight's Theater of the Mind, the cafeteria at Madison High doesn't have a good reputation. And doesn't deserve one on Our Miss Brooks.
Those kind of remarks about the cafeteria have got to stop. Oh, I realize that the food they serve isn't as good as the Waldorf Astoria or the Ritz Hotel.
Or Pete's Pigsty.
But you must remember, Miss Brooks, that our cafeteria is operated at a very low margin of profit. Now, I've just had some very disturbing news from Mrs. Ditson, the school dietitian.
What happened? Did she eat there?
Then a millionaire summons private eye Nick Carter to his hunting lodge deep in the mountains. It all begins tonight at 10 on Zoomer Radio's Theater of the Mind.
Did you know that Natural Calm Ionic Magnesium is the number one selling product out of 7,500 natural health products in the U.S.? Natural Calm helps with sleep, muscle pain, migraines, and heart health, and it is highly absorbable, better tasting, and the most loved form of magnesium on the market. Get yours today where natural health products are sold, or go to naturalcalm.ca for information and a free sample.
Natural Calm.
Proceeds go to organicsfororphans.org.
Tis the season to start living healthy. And during Healthy Planet's Boxing Week sale, tis the season to do it for less. Up to 50%, including all pre-workout and protein. 10 to 50% off. And Jason toothpaste, just $2.99. See store for even more Boxing Week specials.
Thanks, Healthy Planet.
Proud sponsor of the Toronto Raptors. Healthy Planet, 19 locations in the GTA and growing. Visit HealthyPlanetCanada.com. Live life healthy.
My name is Kotak of Kotak Personal Injury Law. I've seen firsthand how devastating it can be for someone denied long-term disability. At Kotak Law, we've successfully sued numerous disability insurers, forcing them to live up to their obligations. Let us fight for your rights. We offer free consultations and don't charge until your case has been settled.
Kotak Personal Injury Law, the team that has your back. Trusted long-term disability lawyers. KOTAKlaw.com or call 1-888-GO-KOTAK.
It's the Rogers Holiday Savings Event for small business. For a limited time, get Ignite for Business 100 Unlimited Internet, Business VIP TV, and Business Basic Phone for just $74.99 a month on a two-year term. Make your holidays merrier with a great deal on a business bundle to keep your team connected year-round. Call 1-866-ROGERS-6 to speak with a Rogers small business specialist or visit rogers.com/holidaybiz.
Are you looking forward to everything the new year has to offer? Why wait? You can start enjoying all things new right now at GMC's holiday event. Get up to $1,000 in total value on the all-new 2018 Terrain when you apply for a GM card. Get ready for the new year now with the versatile new Terrain. Offer ends January 2nd. Visit gmccanada.ca for details.
Now, Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio brings you prescribed listening from our trusted contributors at the Ontario Pharmacists Association.
Welcome back. I am here with our trusted contributor, John Papasturgiou from the Ontario Pharmacists Association. We're talking about quitting smoking, losing weight, getting fit, anything that you're thinking you might want to do for the new year. And we have a lot of people who want to talk about the smoking piece. We've got Donna in Toronto. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Libby. How are you?
Fine. You have a question about vaping.
Yeah. We'd like to know if it is a good substitute or to help me quit smoking, because I've been smoking for 40 years and I got cancer and the whole works. So I'm wondering whether vaping might help me, because I can't quit. I've tried. I can't quit.
It's a great question, and we see it coming up all the time. You see these vape shops popping up all over the city. The reality is, if I had to rank it, I prefer you vape than smoke. But in my opinion, there are much better options. I mean, have you tried any of the pharmacological alternatives like Champex to try to quit smoking?
I can't take those. I break out. I can't.
How about the over-the-counter?
I've tried a few of those, and my skin breaks out. I get all swollen. I can't do it.
I'd be interested to see exactly what you did try, because I think we could find something that you won't react to that will help you quit. It may be the patch. It may be a lozenge. It may even be these sprays.
Also, the patch I can't, because I can't stop smoking. So it's kind of hard to put the patch and keep smoking.
Yeah, you don't want to do that for sure.
I know.
30 That's years really, of smoking, yeah. you're going to have withdrawal, like, though. This is the thing. You've been smoking for so long that if you vape, you're still going to get withdrawal. Like, I mean, what happens
because
is they'll put nicotine in
When I went to the vape store, they told me if I got tobacco gold, it's pure nicotine, and he says it won't do you any damage whatsoever like the cigarettes do.
Well, that's the idea behind it. You're not combusting something when you're burning a cigarette. You get all those other toxins, right?
Yeah.
The idea with vaping is that, hey, you've got just nicotine there. You're absorbing the nicotine and without all those other toxins. So, I mean, that's why when I ranked it, I said I'd rather you vape than smoke. The reality is you'll still be vaping. You're not going to be able to get off that nicotine addiction, and that's what we're trying to address, right? So that's why I want to...
But it's very hard, believe me.
It's hard. You've been smoking a long time.
You know what, Donna? You know what I'd recommend? If you're serious, is talk to your pharmacist, get a consultation. There are actually some pharmacists who are specialists in smoking cessation.
Yeah, that's what I want to know, whether the pharmacists have anything for vaping.
If you want, what I would recommend, come by my pharmacy there at Coxville and Danforth. Talk to myself or Wilson. There is a program now funded by the Ontario government, even for pharmacists to help you quit. There's money there. Absolutely, we'll create a plan for you. I guarantee you, I'll find you something that you won't react to. That's going to be better off than vaping. Coxwell and Danforth.
You just have to decide that you're going to find something.
Quit.
Thanks, Donna, and good luck with that.
Thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you.
Bye. Well, I'm sure it's very frustrating.
If you've been smoking that long, Libby, it's going to be hard to quit. I mean, she's not going to do it on her first time. I don't think vaping's an answer. I think, what will happen is you just get hooked on the vaporizer, right? And we ultimately just want her to quit entirely.
Oh, well, absolutely. That's what we want her to do. Let's go to Margaret in Kitchener. Hello, Margaret.
Oh, take the phone off. Okay, first of all, it's easier to quit if you love your kids, because when I moved into this condo, I didn't want to get it stunk up with smoke, and I quit just like that. But now there's a trick that your pharmaceutical pal there probably doesn't know, and this is what I did. I poured my coffee, and I took a straw, took a little puff of the straw, stuck the straw in the coffee. And, like, when you're smoking and having coffee, there's two things. The brain tells you, I've got two things here. So if you have the straw and the coffee, the brain thinks you got the cigarette and the coffee.
That's right.
That's the trick that I use.
Margaret, your pharmaceutical pal did know that. And it's actually, it's a good way to manage
Anybody
that
there?
Hand-to-mouth, right?
Yeah.
And people are just, you've been smoking for 20 years, that's part of the routine when you're drinking your coffee. So, what we recommend some people try is even if a straw, even those, those Popeye fake cigarettes or candy cigarettes, people would try those. toothpicks, whatever, something to address the oral fixation that's, you know, associated with smoking. You're very, very right, Margaret. That will help. And it's something we, during our smoking plan that we create with the patients, we try to address, because long-term smokers will have a problem with that for sure. That's a great point.
Okay, thank you for that, Margaret.
Well, did I mention that I was smoking for 64 years?
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Good for you to quit. That's awesome.
Wow. Okay, thanks for that. Bye-bye. Let's go to Josie in Barrie. Hello?
Oh, hi, Libby. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to let you know that I decided to quit smoking. My 50th birthday was approaching. It was a milestone. And I did not enjoy smoking any longer. And as a gift to myself, I quit smoking cold turkey, and I've never, ever looked back.
Well, that's the best present you can give yourself.
Good for you. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I was so proud of myself, but I was bound and determined that this was what I was going to do. And I alerted a lot of my friends, this is what's happening. So bear with me if you want to go out at night, and I refused not to go because I didn't want to be exposed to smoking. And I'm just thrilled, and if I can do it, I hope other people can do it too. Give yourself a gift. It's the best gift you can ever give yourself.
Thank you, Josie. I think we have time for one more. Let's go to Victor in Burlington. Hello, Victor.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you? We have very little time left, so...
I quit cold turkey in 1990. I went to a group hypnotism session at a hotel, and I quit that day in 1990 and never smoked since, never had any withdrawals or whatever.
Good for you. That sounds pretty good.
I've heard of this hypnotism stuff. I don't think I could be hypnotized, but people always, you know, say it helped. I'm not sure how it works, but hey, if it worked, good for you, and congratulations on quitting. That's awesome.
Thanks, Victor.
Thank you. And that's the thing. I used to work in a bar, a hotel, so you know, I was subject to smoke all the time.
That's gonna make it hard.
Thank you, Victor. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
Okay. So, John, we're running out of time. What would you like to leave people with?
Yeah, just listen, you know, figure out what your reason is for quitting. It's going to save you money also. Smoking is really expensive. You know, it may be as simple as putting some of that money aside. When you quit, take yourself or your family on a vacation. Maybe you go to Antigua. Maybe you go to Mexico. Do something fun. But figure out why you want to quit. Your pharmacist is there to help. Walk in. There's funding available through the Ministry of Health to help you quit. We're happy to help, and Happy New Year's to everyone.
Happy New Year to everyone. Just one more question. So if you start a plan with a pharmacist, how much time is involved with it?
Yeah, you know, it's 20 minutes for that first session where we come up with a quit plan, set a date and everything else. After that, it's very short follow-ups, and they can even be done by the phone. The pharmacist will call you, see if you're having any side effects, any withdrawal, and help you with those strategies. We know there is evidence now to suggest if you actually take part in a structured program like that, you're much more likely to quit.
Okay, I think that goes with other things too.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, thanks.
Okay, Happy New Year, and thanks so much for everything, and looking forward to chatting with you again in 2018. And that's John Papasturgio, our trusted contributor from the Ontario Pharmacists Association. That's all the time we have for Fight Back for today, and we now break for traffic and news.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.